So the readings today, they all talk about how people are responding to God in this church. There's lots of things going on, but that's why I took time today. In the first reading, we hear about this guy named Gamaliel. Gamaliel was a Pharisee, a scholar of the law. He was very smart, one of the greatest scholars of his age. He was actually St. Paul's teacher, and St. Paul was his best student. And so Gamaliel is explaining to the Sanhedrin what we should do with these apostles. And he says, well, if they're from God, you know, we don't want to go against God, so we should leave them alone. If they're not from God, they're going to kind of disappear on their own. So we don't need to do anything there. So really, we should just leave them alone and let them do what they're doing. So Gamaliel told them their response should be, leave the apostles to do what they're doing. Then in the gospel, we have St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000. This is the only parable, well, it's not a parable, it's the only story that happens in every single gospel. That means it's very important. But what happens in this that's a little different is we hear there's a little boy who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And somehow Jesus thinks this is going to feed 5,000 people. But this boy responded anyway with this small gift. And then Jesus multiplied it. It could feed everyone. There were 12 wicker baskets left over. So Jesus takes the tiny gift and makes it great. That's what Jesus can do with our response today. Today's saint, St. Louis de Montfort. Father and I have a difference in the pronunciation. He says St. Louis, I say St. Louis. It doesn't matter too much. God called him to preach about Mary and about the rosary. And he's one of my favorite saints because he wrote some fantastic books. He wrote one called True Devotion to Mary. And there's many popes who have said everybody should read this book. You older kids, if you don't have anything to do this summer, maybe read that book. But St. Louis responded to this call to preach about Mary and the rosary. So since we're talking about Mary, Mary responded to God in probably the most important response in human history. The angel Gabriel asked, came and she asked him. The angel Gabriel came to her and asked, will you be the mother of God? Will you bear Jesus Christ? And Mary didn't kind of sit there, mother, yes. She didn't say no. She said yes with her whole heart, with her whole soul, all that she was. She said yes totally to God. What would have happened if Mary hadn't said yes? Or if she had kind of half-heartedly said yes? Jesus wouldn't have come. And if Jesus hadn't come, we couldn't go to heaven. He wouldn't have done that for us. That's kind of a big deal. It shows us how important our response is to God. So each one of us needs to recognize that. Every time we respond to God, it matters. Maybe it's something small. But it could be something big, like what God asked Mary to do. You see, our response is one of the most free acts that we have. God gave us all this thing called free will. We can make our own choices. It's one of the greatest gifts that God has given us. And so when we respond to something, we are choosing to say yes or to say no. Or to say something else with that response. But this gift means that we have a responsibility. Okay? We've all heard about responsibility. So what do we have a responsibility to do? We have a responsibility to help other people. We have a responsibility to obey those who are others. So for example, I'm here at St. Patrick helping out. Father's in charge of me. When Father asks me to do something, don't sit there and say, okay. I said, okay, Father, I'm going to do that to the best of my abilities. Because that's the true Christian response to someone who's above you. But we also have responsibility to be a good example to other people. So what we do when we're at school, what we do when we're outside of school, how we act all day, it matters. So you won't see me going to a grocery store, for example, and being really mean to the cashier. Okay? They work very hard. They have kind of a hard time. They deal with people all day. But I'm not going to be mean to that person because that's not a Christian thing to do. We're supposed to love everyone.
Comes from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which is maybe one of his best symphonies. There's some argument.
is one of my favorites. And if you ever listen to it, it moves you to tears with how beautiful it is. And every time I hear that, I want the room to shake with joy. But sometimes in church when we sing it, it's not. And it makes me sad. Because I love it so much. But for some reason, we can't seem to share it.